Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials. Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. We're podcasting on-site at the Carroll Hotel in BEA Utiful, Clearwater, St. Pete, Florida. If you haven't been to this property yet, get here. It's top-notch, with all the amenities you expect from a Tribute Portfolio Hotel. We'll get more into that later. Today, we're going to touch on some behind-the-scenes relationships that are vital to the culinary guest experience, the distributor-to-chef connection. That's right, we're talking salespeople and how they can either rescue or sabotage the entire service. Sales pro tip, in the name of everything holy, salespeople, answer your phone. Okay, let's dig in. But first, our sponsor, this wonderful podcast. Attention, chefs and purchasing personnel in hotels, restaurants, and country clubs. Bezzecchi's Produce and Specialty Foods is your one-stop destination for quality, service, and a growing selection of specialty food products. I'm going to say service twice because you get taken care of, period. Get with Brian and company. You will not be disappointed. Contact them at their website, farmfreshflorida.com. Let's welcome Walk and Talk culinary contributor, Chef Jeffrey Schlissel, to the panel. Chef, why do you kitchen folks wait until after midnight to place orders for the next day on important center plate ingredients? I mean, don't you want your orders to show up or not? Set me straight, man.
I mean, most of the time we do want to set it straight to get there on the right period of time period. But I think where you lead it into most chefs that have or worth their weight is they already have their products in-house that they need. Sometimes something might come up from, especially if you're in a hotel, the BEOs, which is called a banquet event order, that something might pop up that might throw something in, or it could be that there was just, you got jammed up and got killed and crushed, and that's what happens too.
I don't know, man. To me, this sounds like excuses. I mean, everybody wants their orders on time. Hey, I want my orders between 7 and 9, 8 and 10, whatever it is. And sure enough, we get these 1 o'clock in the morning, purchase orders, right? And right. Then what happens is...
Delays.
There's we'll get into this. So I want to get another opinion. Let's welcome our host, the chef, Thomas Parker, my man. Thank you. And I want to thank you and Team Carroll Hotel for allowing us to kind of like commandeer the entire K Club Lounge. Welcome to the program.
Absolutely, Carl, man. I'm stoked to have you guys here today.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. We've been planning this for like a long time. And I mean, you remember when we first met several months ago, we talked about this room and doing this very thing. So it's finally come to fruition, and I am so thrilled. Thank you.
Absolutely, man.
Awesome.
Very welcome.
So, I mean, listen, dude, I'm going to call you dude because right now I'm talking like the sales guy who's got to wait till midnight for your order to come in and to go process it. So what do you guys do? I mean, I'm not blaming you specifically on this, but what the hell's going on?
I mean, Jeff said it best. You know, we have these BEOs that pop up, and our sales teams in these properties, they want to make the money. When you're talking that you can get $2,000-$3,000 revenue off of 15, 20 people on the whim, you want to make it happen.
I'm all about that. But like, you know, I mean, but you're getting upset at the driver, potentially the sales guy. Like,
I don't think that's, I mean, dealing with the sales guy, I think when the approach with the salesperson is how they get it to the back door, especially when they're cold calling.
Oof, well, that's another story.
Yeah, I think that's really what you want to touch on, because as a chef, what we want to do, and you can definitely chime in on this, there's three things we want to hit. And one, did you come in on the right time? If I'm jammed up and I'm running around the kitchen with like a chicken without my head cut off, because obviously somebody didn't show up,
right,
and then leave. Don't, hey, chef here, I'll talk to you later. The other thing is, once you do have that time in front of the chef, that 30 seconds or less than a minute, it's how can you save me money?
12 seconds.
Yeah, pretty much. How can you save me money? How are you going to give me my life back? And what's it going to cost per ounce or my plate presentation, right? And that's the key for me. I don't know about you, chef. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's price point for quality.
Right.
You want, I mean, for me myself, I learned a long time ago, quality is definitely better over cheapness in products. So I spend a lot of time sourcing a better quality product, and a lot of times, yeah, I'll pay a little bit more, but you don't want to break the bank on it. You want to find something that's comparable to that commodity product to get you a better product on your plate, essentially.
Yeah, and I think what you're talking about, the 1 o'clock in the morning, or the, if it's not a pop-up BEO, or if it's not that you just got bamboozled and everybody came in and got a ribeye and you're completely out, I think it's poor planning on the chef, to be honest with you. I'll call that out.
I agree.
Oh, I mean, listen. So here's the deal. Coming from the sales perspective, right? Number one, we want to be the fix, right? We don't want to be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, when that happens and I can bail a chef out, that makes me happy, because then that chef knows you can count on me to take care of the challenge. Obviously, the company has to be reputable to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm.
That goes without saying. But you're not calling the company every day, typically. Like, you see a driver every day. Those guys are like the unsung heroes, in my estimation, of distribution. Because these guys, no matter whether it's raining or weather, heat, and they're breaking their backs. And you see them every day. And those are the ones that usually get, you know, punched in the face.
100%.
So to speak.
100%. And right? I'll be honest with you. I compare the driver of the warehouse, like any distributor, doesn't matter who they are, and the big guys on the block, because I used to work for a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the salespeople as the servers. Obviously, the guys in the warehouse were the cooks, right?
Yeah.
And then the drivers are the dishwashers, because they're essential. They are so essential. They're more essential than the cooks, because without them, we don't have the food. And what I meant about the poor planning on the chef calling at 1 o'clock in the morning is, I don't, especially with the labor, the way things are, and
yeah,
the chef, you're going to agree with or disagree. You want to have your stuff there that when the staff walks in the door, they are able then to prep. You don't want them to stand around waiting on the truck,
right?
Because you forgot to do something. It's called piss poor planning, and you need to be on the ball with that. And do you?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I don't want one of my purveyors calling me and say, "Oh, your truck's running late, and we're not going to get it there until the afternoon," because at that point, you know, that product's not going to be used today. It's not going to be fresh. I'm going to hold it till tomorrow. And
you've already done your prep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
At that point, I've had to already go to the grocery store.
I was just going to say, you already went to the store. You picked up the product so you can get through your morning and hit your start your day lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I just want to make mention, Chef Thomas, word on the street is you guys are awesome in terms of your organization and how you interact with your purveyors. Since I'm in that realm, I do hear the words on the street. All right. I got my ear to the train tracks. I hear and know everything.
He knows a guy.
I
know a guy.
I really love the chef purveyor relationship. I came up old school. I'm 34 years old, but I was taught by a real old school chef. And to create that relationship with your purveyor, it then doesn't become a sales tactic. It becomes a personal bond that you have. And it's, without the purveyor, I can't do my job. Without people to sell food to, they can't do their job.
So in the opening monologue, I made mention of, sales pro tip, answer your phone, right? Because at the end of the day, I'm very blessed to be successful in sales. I've been doing it for 20 years, but I'm not a sales guy. I'm a provider of goods and services, and I make myself absolutely accessible to my clientele. So that means you're going to catch me at 11:30 at night, and you're going to catch me at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm just that guy. Right. And when I'm running a sales team, I try to get my sales team into that way as well. So and that starts on the hiring process. You got to hire the people you know are going to do the right work. Work. You have to. It's what it is. Right. So you have to make yourself accessible. If you do that in my experiences, and I'm talking to two guys, you're going to appreciate this. If you have three choices for a distributor, whoever they are, for the same category, produce, meat, whatever, you're always going to go to the guy or gal that you can count on. We are live, by the way, in a hotel, so you're going to hear all sorts of interesting, awesome ambient noises in the background, folks. Like that one. Because we're live here. You're always going to side or go back to the guy or gal who is going to take care of you. Even if the price point is a little bit higher, you're like, you know what? I got a BEO that came in. I need to make sure that product is here. You're going to go to the person who is taking care of you, right or wrong?
Absolutely. No, I mean, I have about 9 regular purveyors that I use consistently. But altogether, I probably have 20, 25 of them that I can call on a whim. But it's those 9 that I've built those relationships
with. Your core.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That I'm going to first.
And when a chef migrates from one property to the next, what ends up happening, and this is part of, it has always been part of my sales growth goal, part of the plan, is that because you figure by and large, you get a year, 2 years out of a chef in a particular property. Right. By and large, you can obviously there's anomalies to that, whatever. But you figure if you're in a 3-year game in sales, it's going to take you a little bit to get started. And then before you know it, all your chefs are going to start moving around and you're going to build up your territory so quickly because you're going to typically you'll maintain that the property they left, they vacated. Right. And then you pick up the other one and it grows. And that's where your name, that salesperson's name gets floated through the industry, through the ranks, because I'm Chef A is friends with Chef B and C and D and whatever. And that's how you grab. Am I crazy?
No, I think I know one of the biggest purveyors, vendors like a couple years ago, 2011, 2012, revamped their entire network of what they were doing just because of that whole indication. What you just clarified was if there's 5 different companies, 7, 20 different companies of produce, what differentiates that one produce company or that one broadliner? It's all about their how do they go to market, how their salespeople work, and how easy they make it and accessible for the chefs. Because, I mean, you don't just wear a chef's hat.
You wear multiple, every hat.
Right? So when we introduced each other, I said, I'm the dishwasher. And you said, oh, that's what I always say too. Yeah. Right? So we commonly have so many different hats on that we cannot be. One thing we don't want to do is have to deal with it. I mean, you listen to Chef Alex from the Doubletree over in Universal. And he was talking about his milk guy.
Yeah, Anthony, yep.
What do you say? I don't have to worry about it. He comes in, sets my par up. I don't have to worry about a thing.
Not a thing.
So it literally scraped that off his plate. So now he can focus somewhere else. And I think if you're a salesperson and you're getting beat up, I think that's something that you need to look at is how are you servicing your guest? And your guest is your chef.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you guys were going to give advice to, I know there's a lot of salespeople listening to this show. I know it. And I know who you are. And thank you. I appreciate you following. If you were going to give advice to these cats, what would it be? Like if you had a direct line, direct voice to every salesperson out there who's, you know, going to call on you someday, what's the advice?
I'll tell you one of my peeves on it. Jeff just said it. We're stretched so thin for time. Every second of every day is, at least in my head, and I know I've talked to a lot of chefs, it's the same, is planned out methodically. And when a purveyor walks in the door unannounced and wants to take 15 minutes of your time, and it's the most annoyance thing that can happen. So don't just show up. If I need you to show up, I'll contact you. But don't just walk in the door and expect to take me away from my operation.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was Jeff. You'd mentioned that showing up while you're doing your prep or whatever. There's obviously you never go in past 11:30. Like 11:30 is the bewitched hour.
11 to 2. Don't
I'd say 2:30.
I just don't even do it.
Yeah. Right.
I think if you want to, like what Chef was mentioning, if you need to get in front of the chef to show them a new product, you have initiative from corporate or your bosses, call them up, send them an email. Hey, what is your schedule like this week? So I can possibly show you this really great product that will save you time, save you money, and give you back some of your labor. Those are the three things we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the if I could get in front of the sales force and say that to them, and that's what I used to do with mine. How are you going to do those three things? If you can give me those three things back to my life, I'm going to listen to you.
Yeah, I will mention, I agree with you 100%. I've had some of my best calls walking in, literally, I always come empty handed. You know, I business card and that's it. I don't, you know, because I know that if you see, I've seen it happen. A salesperson walks in the door, they have a book, a folder, they're carrying a luggage behind them. And you're like, you disappear. I've seen it happen. Like you look. You walk away, and there was mumbling, which was something to the effect of, I'm not here, send them away, right? So I walk.
Worse than that.
Tell them I'm in a meeting.
I'm in a meeting forever. Don't ever come back. So I walk in with a business card, and I make the eye contact, come in, and just really quickly introduce myself. Hey, when you have time, you know, can I come back? Because of the quick manner in which that's executed, a lot of times – I don't want to say reverse, like it's not something I'm doing intentionally, but it turns out to be like, well, wait a minute, what do you got? Oh, well, I have A, B, C, D, whatever the value proposition is. And really, that's really interesting. Do you have any material? Well, I didn't bring any in because I respect your time. I wasn't expecting to even have this time with you right now. Oh, well, go get me something. Do you have it in the car? Well, I certainly do. Okay, great. And that'll kick it off. And I can't tell you how many times that's been successful. It's been a. These are pro tips, salespeople. You understand what I'm saying? Wink, nod. Like you can be doing better.
I think the other thing too is I think chefs have to give the opportunity for them to approach.
Yes,
there are a lot of times, and you said it, we're so stressed thin. And when you see that new purveyor walking in, you just do the eye roll. We have to give them that 2 seconds to at least say, "Hey, bro, not today." You know, I think one, the salesperson needs to know their audience and know what that's going on. If the chef looks all discombobulated and he's sweating, she is sweating, it's not the right time to be talking to that person. Drop off the card and leave.
Yes.
But I think on the flip side is you have to realize that salesperson has initiatives, that salesperson has to do certain things. You got to give them at least the 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And a lot of chefs don't.
No, they don't. And awareness is a lost trait anymore. Yeah. Like that you said, like, be aware. When you walk into a kitchen, you know the vibe instantly. You know if, oh, okay, it's a laid back day, I can approach the chef. Or you know if mass chaos is going on. So
sidebar, side note, that's the same awareness that your line cooks, servers, whomever, like if there's a hot meeting going on in the walk-in and like it's dinner, like you happen to be in there, it's dinner service and you're railing somebody for something and they need the product that A, they're not going to go in and get product A because they're not going into that cooler. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Somebody's waiting. It's just not what it is.
If you're approaching the walk-in and you can hear voices,
you know they're loud.
Don't go in.
Don't go in there.
Especially if it's the chef or the sous chef.
Don't go in there. No. Yeah, it's not something you want to do. All right, listen. So Chef Jeffrey and Chef Thomas, you guys are both special in terms of how you...
I didn't know where he was going.
You're special. So you guys are... No, listen. I think anybody in today's world who decides that they want to get into charities and, you know, to want to do good, you know, versus like seemingly everybody else, you guys are into some stuff. And I'm glad you guys met today because I know that I want to talk about some of that. Mm-hmm. Jeff, kick off what we have coming up.
Sure. We got the Odessa, which is Marvin, we were talking about earlier at Cahaba Club. He does the microgreens. He's opened up his farm up to 100 people. We have right now, we're sitting about 6 people right now in for chefs that are going to be coming up. That are going to be doing a dinner courses that are set. I have 3 of them that have went through Hurricane Ian. They're going to tell their stories as well. And then we're going to shift down to Fort Myers at the Bell Tower Mall. We have December 10th. We changed that one from the November 19th. It was going to be a little bit better for us to get through. And then that one's going to be really cool because we're going to be hooking up local farmers with local chefs that gone through Hurricane Ian with a local restaurant in that mall setting and that are going to do a tasting venue right there with some DJs and some other stuff. So that really is going to be a fantastic one for Hurricane Ian response. Also, I just remembered yesterday because Hurricane Nicole on the East Coast, Frank, a really good buddy of mine from the chef or the cheese shop, who was supposed to open yesterday, mm-hmm. was supposed to donate all his proceeds that he was going to get to fillingtheneeds.org, which I thank you so much for doing that. Unbelievable. He actually sent me a text that because of Hurricane Nicole, it was postponed until today. So please go out. If you're listening to this on the East Coast of South Florida, go out, see Frank, get some cheese. He's got a phenomenal cheeses and then doing donation for fillingtheneeds.org.
This is what we're taping right now, what we're recording rather. This is going to go out today. I will put, you'll send me the contact info and I'll put that in the description.
Definitely.
And hopefully, you know, somebody will hear this and get out there. Chef Thomas, talk to me about, so here's what I want from you, Chef. Talk to me about what you're looking for in terms of like starting, cause we were talking about some, what you did back in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I would love to know about it and how we're going to start it here. And I want to know like what's happening at the Carroll Hotel. Why are people going to, why come here? You know, I want to get into all of that. So you have the floor, sir.
All right, I'll start with the charity. So back in Cleveland, I was a part of, it was basically a chef networking thing. It was called Dinner in the Dark. It was 6, 7, 8 chefs that would get together at one of the chef's venues, whether a hotel, restaurant. And it was called Dinner in the Dark because the guests didn't know what they were eating. Each chef presented a course for the dinner. You know, it was planned out. Some people did salads, appetizers, a couple different entrees, dessert, whatever. But I want to take it one step further. I want to incorporate charity work into it. I want, you know, whatever chef's hosting the venue for the dinner, I want them to pick a charity that they're passionate about, that they want to donate all the proceeds to it. You know, you sell tickets for the dinner, whatever the venue holds. And the proceeds of that go towards whatever charity the chef deems.
That's awesome, because we're one of the pillars of this show as it grows, okay, is going to be and I'd like to kind of keep it industry related, but it's not necessarily chained to that. But I do want to get into charitable putting charitable networks together and 100% of whatever we do is going to go to whatever it is that it's supposed to go to. It's not, and you know, this isn't something where, we have to pay the administrative. No, nothing like that. It goes where it's got to go, period. So that's something that we're going to get into. And I was really excited when you brought it up, and especially knowing what Jeff is into, I just know it's a great fit. So thank you for that. All right, talk culinary, man. What's going on here? You're awesome. We just published your video, your Walk and Talk interviews video, and it's badass. I love it. You came out great. You're like
it was dope as hell.
Yeah, you're like a superstar, like 100%. And so I know your food is phenomenal. I know it. I've had it. Looks good. Tastes good. It's multidimensional. I love it. What are you doing? Where are we going here?
The Carroll Hotel is actually we're in such a cool spot. I was adored the taking on this task because this hotel opened during COVID, during the pandemic, and we're actually today, November 11th, is our 3-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Well, so
Carroll Hotel.
So it's 3-year anniversary, but really we say 2 because that whole first year was non-existent.
Yeah.
But then coming back from the pandemic, it was such a long haul to get to where we are today. And I've been here just shy a year now. And I took over the kitchen and they were doing very old style food. It was your protein, starch, vegetable sauce on a plate. That was it. Because as you know, chef, coming out of the pandemic, finding quality help was non-existent. They had to do something.
Right.
It was good food. Don't get me wrong. It was very good food, but they couldn't do anything skillful. So I started incorporating, I went from that basic plate to now we're doing 5, 6, 7 different elements on each composed dish that we do. And I told the whole staff, I said, like, they were blown away, like, oh my God, this is amazing compared to what we were doing before. I said, but this is only the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah, this is only the beginning. let's prove that we can do this. And then we just continue to grow from it. So, I always say my favorite chef of all time is Grant Achatz.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the game for how you look at a dish. And that's what I'm going to keep growing on as we continue to create.
Do you know who that is, by the way, when you mention it?
Okay, yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
As we continue to create new menus for our outlets, I run 2 different menus in the hotel. We have Vantage, our rooftop bar. We have a small shared plate tapas style menu up there. And then downstairs, the lounge, which we're at right now, and then our K-Club Bistro. We run the same menu. We use the lounge as kind of like an extension of our dining room because our dining room's only 14 tables inside.
Yeah, I mean, this lounge is my vibe. This is my vibe, okay? This is my jam, okay? I will tell you that those of you out there who are listening, the upstairs, the rooftop bar, really, really pretty. I mean, the vantage point, the views, beautiful. And I can't remember their names right now, but when we filmed the 2 bartenders,
Suzanne and Alexa.
Yeah, man, amazing, great people. You got good staff.
We do. We're very fortunate. I tell our F&B director all the time. This is definitely the best front of house staff I've ever had, and I'll say the same for the culinary side. It's the best culinary kitchen that I've ever put together.
It's awesome.
Well, I will tell you this, for everyone, whoever can hear the sound of my voice, Chef Thomas Parker is, we've got a lot of stuff coming up with you. We're going to be doing our restaurant recipes series. here at the Carroll. So it will be restaurant recipes with Chef Thomas Parker. We're going to start scheduling that. And I'm so excited to see what you're going to pull out of your hat for when we start filming. That's going to be coming out on season two of Restaurant Recipes. And then, of course, we get the magazine and everything, too, that, you know, I have a few people who we're looking at for the cover. I shouldn't even have said that, should I? I shouldn't have said that.
It's already out there.
Yeah. So there's a few people we're looking at. You're in the running for that. Just FYI. I'm just saying. I'm floating it out there. I'll keep you. I'm going to keep you waiting and wanting and yearning.
Typical salesperson.
I'll hit you with it soon. Anyway, so we appreciate that. Appreciate the fact that we're able to work together and kind of bring this thing forward. I'm gonna let you bring us out on why people are coming here. Why? Tell us.
It's completely unique. It's something that you can't get around, at least this part of St. Pete Clearwater. We're gonna continue to grow and change the game for Tampa, Florida.
I believe that. Awesome. Jeffrey, we're going to come here for lunch or dinner at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm going to treat.
I like that even more.
Okay. And we're going to have a great time. Salespeople, I don't know, if it were me and I were you and listening to this, I'd be tuning in always because there's so much to learn.
Take notes.
Take notes, man. All right, so I am Carl Fiadini. This is the Walk and Talk podcast. I want to thank again the Carroll Hotel and Chef Thomas Parker. I also want to always thank my Ed McMahon, Chef Jeffrey Schlissel. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, stand by. We're going 5, 4, 3, 2... 1, we're out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.